Explore genuine arousal. Therapists and sex guides often say that sex is simply about physical touch and imagination. But couples who struggle to reignite their intimacy know it's more complex. What's missing is often the sense of true arousal, which involves three psychological shifts. First, we become completely immersed, losing awareness of time. Second, we shift into a more instinctive, self-focused mindset. Lastly, we feel confident and validated, as if our partner truly understands us. Basic tips and tricks rarely work to spark arousal, but understanding certain emotional principles can help create the right environment for it to grow. The key idea is that developing your sexual self makes authentic arousal possible. These principles aren't rigid rules but concepts to grasp. They are rooted in honest connection and being real with yourself and your partner. The sexual self is deeply personal and is guided by feelings of gratitude and connection rather than just physical attraction. It operates in simple terms, only responding with yes or no. Trying to push a no into a yes will usually lead to dissatisfaction. This is what happened to Carmen, who felt emotionally detached during sex with her husband, Scott. Carmen enjoyed kissing Scott on the couch, but whenever they moved to the bedroom, she started overthinking and shut down emotionally. She often worried there was something wrong with her, which made it hard to stay in the moment. Many people don't realize that they control their arousal. To help herself, Carmen decided on two changes. First, she asked Scott not to focus on making her orgasm, as worrying about his reaction if she didn't climax made her feel pressured. Second, since she felt more comfortable on the couch, they stayed there instead of going to the bedroom. The next week, Carmen said their couch intimacy felt more exciting, but she was still upset. She admitted that she had always given herself orgasms in the bathtub using running water on her clitoris and felt ashamed about it. She realized, though, that there was nothing wrong with this and that her belief she was damaged had built up over the years. Accepting herself was the key to improving her sexual experiences. A few weeks later, she gave herself an orgasm with her hands for the first time. Finally, she was able to stay in the moment during sex with Scott and reached orgasm in his arms. Our sexual selves. One important truth about our sexual side is that it never matures like the rest of us. It stays vulnerable and self-centered, unable to hide its feelings or pretend. Once we accept that our sexual side is like a child, it becomes easier to understand common sexual struggles. For example, some couples face this issue. The husband says he doesn't know how to make his wife happy in bed. No matter what he does, she always criticizes his efforts. On the other hand, the wife argues the real problem is his lack of passion. Often, lack of passion is another way of saying he's missing genuine sexual excitement. When a partner truly enjoys being with us and takes pleasure in the experience, that's what most of us find satisfying. Our sexual side craves being desired and adored, not treated like a chore. If your partner acts like pleasing you is a task, it's hard to fully enjoy the moment. This doesn't mean being giving in bed is bad, but generosity alone isn't particularly exciting. The main idea here is that sex shouldn't feel like work. Interestingly, many people say their favorite part of sex is when their partner climaxes. Accept and enjoy sexual fantasies. Feeling in control during intimate moments can be exciting, and power dynamics often play a role in our sexual preferences. However, shame can sometimes stop people from fully enjoying them. For example, Jill felt embarrassed about the fantasy she relied on to climax during sex with her husband, Peter. Whenever her arousal faded, she felt guilty and imagined a man locking her in a room. She couldn't see him, but she always felt like he was watching her. This fantasy always helped her reach orgasm, but left her feeling uneasy afterward. Jill realized that her fantasy was tied to her desire for attention, possibly because she felt ignored as a child. The mind often turns past emotional pain into sexual fantasies as a way to deal with it. The real issue wasn't the fantasy itself, but how harshly she judged herself whenever her arousal dropped. The key was learning to accept what felt natural and stop putting pressure on herself. The next time Jill and Peter had sex, she didn't let the loss of arousal bother her. She allowed Peter to finish first and then focused on giving herself pleasure. She still used her fantasy, but now that she understood its deeper meaning, she could enjoy it without feeling bad. The need for women to feel wanted in relationships. While there are always exceptions to general ideas about male and female desire, the differences in how men and women experience desire often create issues for straight couples. Take Rob and Melissa, for instance. When they first got married, Rob couldn't get enough of her. But later, he stopped starting intimacy. Even though Rob claimed he was always ready, Melissa felt like he wasn't interested anymore. A key point here is that women need to feel wanted. This is why many women prefer men to take the lead in initiating sex. But Rob didn't think that was fair and didn't understand why Melissa couldn't do it herself. The important message is that women need to feel chaste to feel truly wanted. To explain this, Steven Snyder used a comparison with rats. A female rat shows her back end to a male rat, and he chases her until she decides she's been pursued enough and allows him to catch her. Similarly, Melissa liked being chased because it showed Rob was genuinely interested. Eventually, Rob understood. This issue happens in many marriages. After a husband feels secure, he may stop pursuing his wife. So how can women encourage their partners to keep pursuing them? Some advice books suggest that women should be less available or create some mystery. However, instead of using tricks, Steven Snyder suggests women should openly talk to their partners about their need to feel wanted. That way, the man can choose whether or not he's willing to put in the effort. If not, there could be consequences. Simmering is a technique that helps keep the romantic and sexual energy alive in a relationship without always needing to go to the bedroom. It involves taking a moment to feel excited with your partner, even when sex isn't an option. It's not about anything intense, just a simple, sensual hug or touch that leaves you both feeling energized. This is different from cuddling, which can reduce that sexual spark. While anyone can simmer their partner, in heterosexual relationships, it's ideal if the man does this more often for the woman. A passionate grab shows his desire, and while it might feel a little frustrating at times, that's a good thing. The issue with David's sexual relationship. Many people think that male sexual desire works automatically. While it's true that men often get aroused when they see an attractive body, their feelings about sex can be more complex, especially in a relationship. David came to Steven Snyder's office alone, at the request of his wife, Gwen. The problem was that, like Rob, David had stopped initiating sex. However, it wasn't because he didn't know how or was upset. Something was preventing him. He was still attracted to Gwen and often planned to make a move after they both came home from work. But by the time night came, Gwen would usually be complaining about something. Exhausted from the day, David would mentally shut off. The problem began when David and Gwen first moved in together. A sex knot happens when our sexual selves don't react the way we expect, and we make things worse by how we respond. Identifying these knots helps couples reconnect and try new ways to fix the issue. Gwen and David's story is a perfect example. When they started living together, Gwen began criticizing David more. This made him feel unappreciated, but instead of talking about it, he acted confident and waited for his feelings to get better. As Gwen's criticism continued, David started withdrawing. This made Gwen angry, so she criticized him even more. As a result, David pulled back even more, which made Gwen think that he didn't desire her anymore. For many women, feeling desired is important for their sexual self-esteem. Similarly, a man's confidence grows when he feels welcomed. Unfortunately, when Gwen no longer felt desired, she stopped showing David signs of affection. When David went to the therapist, he and Gwen were stuck in the worst part of their sex knot. David didn't feel welcomed by Gwen, so he didn't feel attracted to her. Realizing this, Gwen got upset, which made David desire her even less. Women often criticize because they feel ignored or lonely. To stop this cycle, the therapist suggested that David should stop avoiding the situation and listen to Gwen. David agreed, and their relationship improved. They found they had much to talk about, and Gwen stopped focusing on David's flaws. But David still wasn't starting sex. Changes in David and Gwen's relationship. Gwen finally met Steven Snyder without David and shared some background on their story. When Gwen and David first met, he was full of excitement and always made her feel special. However, once they started living together, his attitude changed from warm to distant. Gwen wondered if David might have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, a condition where it's hard to focus on things that aren't immediately interesting. The next time David saw Steven Snyder alone, they went through a checklist for ADHD, and his inattentive behavior led to a diagnosis. After starting treatment, David became happier and more interested in reconnecting with Gwen. But now, Gwen felt depressed. This often happens in relationships. When one partner improves, the other can feel distant. This might be because of too much change or not enough. The main point is that when both partners are strong and patient, they can handle the changes in their relationship. When Gwen and David visited Steven Snyder together, she thanked him for helping David, but said he still wasn't attentive in the ways she needed. Even with medication, he still couldn't show love in small ways, like cleaning up after himself. The problem began when David and Gwen first moved in together. A sex knot happens when our sexual selves don't react the way we expect, and we make things worse by how we respond. Identifying these knots helps couples reconnect and try new ways to fix the issue. Gwen and David's story is a perfect example. When they started living together, Gwen began criticizing David more. This made him feel unappreciated, but instead of talking about it, he acted confident and waited for his feelings to get better. As Gwen's criticism continued, David started withdrawing. This made Gwen angry, so she criticized him even more. As a result, David pulled back even more, which made Gwen think that he didn't desire her anymore. For many women, feeling desired is important for their sexual self-esteem. Similarly, a man's confidence grows when he feels welcomed. Unfortunately, when Gwen no longer felt desired, she stopped showing David signs of affection. When David went to the therapist, he and Gwen were stuck in the worst part of their sex knot. David didn't feel welcomed by Gwen, so he didn't feel attracted to her. Realizing this, Gwen got upset, which made David desire her even less. Women often criticize because they feel ignored or lonely. To stop this cycle, the therapist suggested that David should stop avoiding the situation and listen to Gwen. David agreed, and their relationship improved. They found they had much to talk about, and Gwen stopped focusing on David's flaws. But David still wasn't starting sex. Changes in David and Gwen's relationship. Gwen finally met Steven Snyder without David and shared some background on their story. When Gwen and David first met, he was full of excitement and always made her feel special. However, once they started living together, his attitude changed from warm to distant. Gwen wondered if David might have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, a condition where it's hard to focus on things that aren't immediately interesting. The next time David saw Steven Snyder alone, they went through a checklist for ADHD, and his inattentive behavior led to a diagnosis. After starting treatment, David became happier and more interested in reconnecting with Gwen. But now, Gwen felt depressed. This often happens in relationships. When one partner improves, the other can feel distant. This might be because of too much change or not enough. The main point is that when both partners are strong and patient, they can handle the changes in their relationship. When Gwen and David visited Steven Snyder together, she thanked him for helping David, but said he still wasn't attentive in the ways she needed. Even with medication, he still couldn't show love in small ways, like cleaning up after himself. Gwen and David's relationship shift. Gwen was tired of feeling like she was taking care of David like a mother. However, there was some hope. Both Gwen and David were starting to speak up for their own needs in the relationship. Steven Snyder then asked them about their sex life. David explained that their foreplay often felt rushed. Gwen admitted she sped through it because she was afraid David would lose interest. David reassured her, saying he wasn't going anywhere and just wanted to enjoy her, if she allowed it. But Gwen wasn't sure if she could, as she was scared of being disappointed again. Steven Snyder noticed that David had learned to understand himself better and could handle disagreements without needing Gwen's approval. Steven Snyder suggested that it was now Gwen's turn to learn to do the same. Gwen agreed and realized that feeling disappointed was just a normal emotion. It wasn't the end of the world. She also understood that facing challenges together could sometimes bring happiness, as long as both partners stayed true to themselves. Past issues impacting their relationship. Serena and Joe, a lesbian couple in their 50s, had initially met with Steven Snyder early in their relationship, where he helped them work through a small issue. Now, years later, after they had married and raised children, they returned for help. They were now empty nesters, but Serena had lost interest in sex. Joe believed this was simply a new phase of Serena's passive-aggressive attitude toward intimacy. For example, when they planned a weekend away, Serena would start a fight right before they were supposed to leave, and then show no interest in sex during the trip. Sometimes, couples go through minor issues in their sex lives that just need a quick fix. Therapists call this addressing an immediate cause. But often, the problem is deeper and more long-term, continuing to affect the relationship until it's addressed. This was the case for Serena and Joe. Long-term problems often arise when people unconsciously repeat patterns from their childhood. Serena, who had been neglected by her parents, was reenacting that neglect with Joe. When Joe showed affection, Serena would respond with coldness, as if trying to prove she wasn't lovable. Similarly, Joe had experienced emotional distance from her mother, so she was repeating that same dynamic. The deeper issue was that neither Serena nor Joe felt truly deserving of love and affection. Sensate Focus Technique. In a mindfulness technique called Sensate Focus, Serena and Joe decided to get naked and take turns touching each other. The goal was not to give or receive pleasure, but to simply feel what they felt, without any expectations. A coin toss decided that Serena would lie in bed while Joe touched her first, starting with her feet. As Joe touched her, Serena felt a deep sadness. Joe kissed her toes, encouraging Serena to let go of the sadness and follow how she felt. Serena allowed herself to experience the sadness, trusting Joe to support her. Meanwhile, Joe started feeling a bit aroused. After a while, Serena felt calm and happy. She worried Joe might be getting tired, but Joe whispered, "Just stay with it, Serena." Hearing her name made Serena feel deeply emotional, sensing Joe's love and care. Eventually, Serena's sadness faded into a calm, peaceful feeling. She imagined lying beside a lake with Joe. She could sense Joe's arousal and felt aroused herself, choosing to give herself to him. Good sex in a relationship is about paying close attention to the moment, without judgment, and being kind and accepting toward your sexual self. Key points. 1. Self-acceptance and being real with your sexual self are key to rekindling intimacy. 2. Feeling desired and emotionally connected is crucial for maintaining sexual excitement in relationships. 3. Accepting and understanding sexual fantasies can enhance intimacy without guilt or shame. 4. Women often need to feel pursued and wanted for true sexual connection to thrive. 5. Small, sensual moments outside of sex, like affectionate touch, help maintain sexual energy in a relationship. 6. Mindful intimacy practices, like Sensate Focus, promote emotional closeness and sexual fulfillment.